Hello.
Hey, good morning, Charlie. What's going on, man?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. You were the first person. I don't know if this is like a big honor for you or not, but you're the first person to be on the Joe and Alex show. We just moved here to Indy.
Wow. I am literally the first person?
Yes.
The first. And my grandma was going to call in, but we had to reschedule her. So yes, you were the first person.
Oh, I'm glad I beat out grandma.
Dude, Grandma Carol loves to come on the radio. How you doing this morning, Charlie?
I'm good. We're just driving around somewhere. I have my ginger tea and I'm feeling nice. Everything is good. We did this amazing show last night.
You just kicked off the We Don't Talk Tour back in September, back in Dallas, and you guys are going through 29 cities. How's it been so far on your tour?
It's been crazy. Like, I feel like I'm a DJ or something. These kids go nuts.
Yeah? Are they throwing bras on stage?
How PG-13 is your brand new morning show?
Oh, you can say whatever. Yeah, they're probably training bras, though, right?
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah, training bras. Sure.
That is shade.
Or very small, you know, chested girls. It's okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, I've been living in a hotel, Charlie. Moved to Indy from another part in Indiana, but in Indy now for the past month.
Do you have one of those coffee machines where it's like those Keurig coffee pot, like tiny coffee pots, and you make yourself like a coffee every morning with your tiny plastic silverware if you live in a hotel?
At my house, yes. But at my current extended stay situation, no. They have coffee down like in the lobby, or you can get one in your room. But no, Keurig's the best. What do you go with? Like, what's your K-cup of choice?
I don't really drink coffee, so I've been drinking anti-inflammatory teas, ginger teas.
Very fancy.
Very fancy. I got it from a Trader Joe's. Very fancy.
Are you kind of a hipster?
No, I'm not a hipster.
Hold on, let me smell Charlie real quick. Nope, not a hipster.
It doesn't smell like a crunchy granola hippie.
Did you just smell me?
I did. I hope you don't mind. I'm sorry, man. I'm kind of weird like that.
That's okay. It's new morning show.
It is. It's that new morning show smell. We don't smell so bad ourselves.
Still trying to get over the first guest on the show. I can't wait to listen to this 10 years from now and be like, he was such a baby. So mentally unharmed.
Yes.
Joe and Alex lost their virginity to Charlie Puth.
Now, wait
Whoa,
a minute.
Alex.
That's our producer MYK. He hey. Actually used to work, you worked in the porn industry?
The adult film industry.
Sorry.
Oh, nice.
Halloween's coming up. You got anything you're like looking to be? Because I'm a fat guy, so it's hard to be stuff except for like the Kool-Aid man. Like, oh, yeah.
Ooh, listen, if you want to be Kool-Aid man, don't let anyone hold you back from your dreams. For Halloween, I like to be very ironic, bad animals. Last year, I was a giraffe that I got at a Hollywood costume store for about $10. I think the year before that, I was a guinea panda.
Charlie, I have the best costume idea for you then.
Give it to me.
You need to be Harambe.
Why has everyone brought up the word Harambe to me in the past 3 days? I don't know if I don't know if that's like the best move for me. What, do I have to have like a little child beside me if I'm Harambe?
In an ideal world, yes. You need to get somebody like on the audience as a kid, ask if they can bring them up on stage, throw them around a little bit. It's perfect.
If I'm Harambe, I'm going to have a little halo stick on my head.
Yes, yes, that's what you need to do. You need to be the Angel Harambe.
I'm going to be Angel Harambe. Wow, this is some first show.
See, we just broke that. We know what Charlie Puth is going to be for Halloween coming up.
Hashtag Angel Harambe.
That's it. Get it trending, Indy. Get it trending. Last week, you were on Access Hollywood, and you were kind of flirting with the two hosts who told you that they were married, by the way. And it kind of looked like you might have a little thing for cougars. So the question is, who would you rather wake up next to? These are the ultimate cougars. Kathy Lee or Hoda?
Ooh, think wisely.
I'm only going to say they seem like lovely women, both of them, but I only have a mental picture of Kathy Lee in my head. I can't. Well, wait, I know what Hoda looks like now. Okay, so now it's fair game. I'm still going to say Kathy Lee.
All right. Describe the last awful date you went on.
I haven't been on a date in about a year and a half. I've been on the road. I know that sounds pathetic. You know, I just casually see people. I haven't really gone on a fancy date in a long time.
So maybe some awkward Bumble encounters or something? Are you on Bumble?
No, I'm not on. Oh,
Alex is on Bumble. She met a doctor. She's in love.
I'm definitely not on Tinder, and I'm definitely not on Raya. I'm definitely not on Bumble. I'm definitely not on all that stuff. stuff. I'm kidding. I'm on every single dating app.
All the choices are only one swipe away.
Yeah. All right, here's the third question. 2 months ago, a fan on Twitter asked you something everyone's been wondering. Why is Selena Gomez not in the We Don't Talk Anymore video? You responded and said, because we don't talk anymore. Were you or were you not dating Selena Gomez and then you two had a falling out?
Wow. That's quite the question that you've concocted there. That's a cocktail of questions. That's,
right?
That's one question mixed in with another question. That's the pina colada of questions. Right there. Listen to me. I'm going to plead the fifth on that one.
Okay.
We can move on to this. We can absolutely move on to the next question.
All right.
So
who is the last famous person you texted?
I think Shawn Mendes, congratulating him on his number one album.
Yeah!
There we go. Way to go, Shawn.
Here's your last question. You've made it to the end, Charlie. Have you ever listened to one of your own songs while making love?
That didn't sound creepy.
Wow. Define making love.
Anything that involves being naked.
Well, no, that's, you're going really far. What
so
about
you mean even by himself?
Wait, oh, wow. Okay, I wake up and I make coffee naked. I do a lot of things naked, so this is a hard question for me to answer. I think, I've been fortunate enough to make a lot of songs this past year, so I think some of them just pop on sometimes.
Hey! And, pulling a little Mariah Carey. That's awesome. Thank you for playing Plead the Fifth, Charlie.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you.